Dover Coast Guard, Dover Coast Guard, Littlestone Lifeboat, Littlestone Lifeboat.
Littlestone Lifeboat, this is Dover Coast Guard.
The Littlestone Lifeboat Podcast.
Hello, I'm John Roughhead, and I'm a helmsman here at Littlestone-on-Sea. Welcome to our second podcast of 2014, the continuing story of the volunteers who give up their time to maintain one of the RNLI's 236 lifeboat stations. This time, we hear why a retired ambulance worker decided to sign up for shore crew work.
And I can remember having to run all the way to the Littlestone lifeboat station with my mother to call out the lifeboat.
And one of our team heads to the RNLI HQ and pool for intense final training to become a qualified lifeboat crew member.
Before I knew it, I was out on the boat having a trial run and I've been doing my training ever since.
I went over the deck first with a bit of water, then I've been over the deck.
First though, we're back with our operations manager, Charlie Davis.
John, let me update you with what we've been doing over the last 3 months.
We've had issued personal locator beacons, a satellite-linked beacon that if the crewman goes over the side, he can then take it out of the flare pocket, rig it up, switch it on. It then goes up to the satellite, down to a ground station, where it is then sorted. It is then sent to Falmouth Coast Guard, who then have got the ID number of that particular locator beacon, and they then contact Dover Coast Guard with the station and the number and the man overboard. And it is another aid to finding a crewman if he goes over the side. We get issued with eight PLBs, as they're called. They go on every life jacket we've got, so you don't have to get one out of a cupboard and fit it to the life jacket. They're already on the life jacket. So we then had a presentation by our divisional assessor trainer, Peter Everard, to show us all the points, and the testing of the beacons are tested once a month by just one person that's allocated to the station to do it. This is new this year. They were talking about it last year, and now they've started to roll them out to the coast. So we've now got ours. But the shore crew have been doing a little bit of tractor training, beach management, recovery work, net recovery systems for the boat when it's rough, if they have to come back into the net, and general ongoing training and make sure that they are up to speed. We're now starting to get the better weather. People will now start to think, oh, time to go into the sea. It's still very cold. This is one of the coldest times of the year for the water. But we will then start to look at possibly getting some casualty work. Easter time is what we say is the start of our season. We have to be on full alert and ready for anything.
You're listening to the RNLI Littlestone Podcast, an audio insight into the work of volunteers from the Kent community where you live. I'm John Roughhead. Now, Dorset heads to Dorset. Heather Dorset has been with us for 18 months and she's about to head to Poole, the RNLI's headquarters, for some intense training which includes navigation, nighttime exercises, sea survival and the world-famous capsize drill. Heather, whose partner Matt is also an RNLI volunteer here, reminds us how she first became interested in joining the Littlestone crew.
We were on our way home from work one evening and there had been a shout and the boat was launched, and I came along and went up in the crew room, watched what was going on, asked lots of questions, found it quite interesting and thought, actually, you know what, I could do this, I could be part of this. And that was it, really. Before I knew it, I was out on the boat having a trial run and I've been doing my training ever since.
Put the needle on the number. Right.
I didn't expect to have to do quite as much training as there is. It's very intense, there's loads to learn, lots of different modules to keep you going. It's completely different to anything that I would do in my normal day job. Being out on the water, we've got our own boat that we use. I never thought about what was going on around me out at sea, but now since I've been doing my training, there's so much else out there, you know, safety, buoys, lights, other boats, all that kind of thing, navigation. So everything's really different now when I go out on our own boat as well as on the lifeboat.
You know it's in because it goes all the way down.
About to go on my week's intense course down at Poole, the headquarters for the RNLI, ready to go down and do the rest of my training and come out as a qualified lifeboat crew member.
We'll catch up with Heather's trip to Poole in the next podcast in July. Now, we recently held an open day here at Littlestone, a chance to show visitors around our lifeboat, the Fred Clark, meet the crew and ask any questions. Everyone seemed to really enjoy the chance to see what they pay for through donations.
What you've got here is when the tide goes out, is we've got 2 miles of sand
And it's only got deeper water.
And about 18 inches of water.
Yeah. It's brilliant. I mean, anyone that gives their time up freely to do something like this is sound in my book.
Oh, it's nice for them to volunteer. And of course, when they go out, they're putting their life on the line too.
That's my little boy William, who is 4, and he's a massive rescue boat and tractor fan. So if you offer him, do you want to go to the zoo, do you want to go to the park, he wants to know, no, see the rescue boat. I heard it on the podcast, and I also saw your tweet as well, so it works. It's really, really good. I love the stuff you do here. I think Where's Welly as well is brilliant, and the kids love it.
Through most of the week and every weekend, we're here at the station. So come and say hello and pop into our RNLI shop, which is attached to the boathouse.
Hello, I'm Alison and I look after the shop here at Littlestone Lifeboat Station. We've got a new range of kiddies clothing in, doing the miniature suits with the hats and the miniature yellow wellies. The wellies are fantastic. They're yellow and they have the RNLI logo on them. They are a miniature version of what the crew and shore crew wear. They come in sizes 3 to 4, 5 to 6 and 7 to 9. Children love these because they see the crew dressed in their yellow suits and their yellow willies, and they can come into the shop and buy dressing up clothes and dress up just like a lifeboat man. All the money raised goes to help keep the boats at sea and to keep the lifeboats going, because it's all voluntary donations. Now the good weather's coming and hopefully we're going to have a nice warm summer, we've got frisbees and beach toys for the children. We're now going on to the summer opening times as well, so the shop is open more now, and we're now open on Wednesdays, Thursdays, Fridays, Saturday and Sunday from 10 a.m. till 4 p.m. each day. Of course, it's not just the shop anymore, we are now selling teas and coffees and cold drinks and some snacks, so that people that are on the beach can come and get refreshments, you know, and sit out in the sunshine, because we've got some tables and chairs out here, and you can sit out in the sunshine, look out to sea and watch the world go by.
Over the next few months, we're going to be quite busy with some fundraising events. So depending on when you're listening to this podcast, the event may have already happened or is about to. But it hopefully shows you some of the other activities we like to get involved in here at Littlestone. Here's crew member Matt Crittenden.
On the 23rd of May this year, we've got our 10K run. So you can come along to the station in the evening, about 7 o'clock, and do a 10-kilometre run to raise money for the RNLI. Later in the year, in July, July the 5th, we have our Sandcastle Challenge. Teams come down onto the beach, obviously while the tide is out, and they have an hour to build as many sandcastles as they possibly can, all to be adorned with a RNLI flag. We total them up at the end and see who's the winners. The last couple of years, the Army Cadets have raced the Sea Cadets. It's just a spectacle to see thousands of sandcastles built on the beach. And in August the 16th, we have our Emergency Services Day, a day for all the family. The boat will be afloat, police, fire, ambulance, Coast Guard will be here showing us what they do. And I can confirm for the day, the Battle of Britain Memorial Flight, consisting of the fabulous Lancaster, Spitfire and Hurricane, flying down from their base in Lincolnshire, Coningsby, will be doing a display for us. It's going to be the highlight of the day. Well, here we are, we're on the beach. I'd just like you to have a little think about beach safety. Obviously, we're getting now towards spring and the weather's been quite nice, but over this winter we've had some horrendous weather conditions. So the beach that you go to for your day out may not be quite the same as it was the last time you went there. We've had a lot of debris coming from the sea. Please be aware of that. You know, there might be sharp objects on the beach, stuff that wasn't there. And also, don't use things like inflatables with offshore winds. If you're going to use an inflatable at all on the beach, tie it to Grandma's leg so you're not going to go to France and we don't have to come and get you.
Was it all jet washed out? Like for the sand coming out?
Our shore crew have been working hard recently, learning how to drive the tractor that takes our lifeboat out into the sea and recovers it after a shout. We can now hear from two of them, both retired, one a former frontline ambulance worker and the other a former telecoms engineer, who we'll hear from first, Malcolm Peerless.
Oh, a lovely day, isn't it? Beautiful day today. on the beach. Sun shining, fluffy clouds in the sky. It's a privilege to actually be down in a day like this. It's really good.
We moved down to Greatstone from Wallington in Surrey about 4.5 years ago. It's the best move ever made. Absolutely love the place to bits down there. I came down to the boathouse last August, I believe it was, and I thought I could do this. Something worthwhile to do as well. I was a sort of South London boy, quite a few miles from the sea all my life. It's a certain thing of pride when you wear the shirt as well. It's bringing something back to the sort of local area. Yeah, I must admit, it has changed my life to a certain extent. Because I'm very happy to do it, working with a great bunch of men and women. It is a very satisfying job, yeah.
I have always come to Littlestone on holidays ever since I was a small child. I was always aware of the RNLI. When my brother decided that he could swim out to the Mulberry Harbour as a very young teenager, and I can remember having to run all the way to the Littlestone lifeboat station with my mother to call out the lifeboat. I'm Madeleine Poole. I've been with the RNLI since last July, so that's about 9 months. I came in with the last group of recruits. I wasn't expecting to join up, but I was so interested. It looked fun. There's obviously an enormous sense of responsibility attached to it, but I was shown around, climbed all over the tractor and the lifeboat, and I decided, why not? I am retired from work now, and I'm used to this kind of manual work, so it suited me very much to volunteer and give it a go. Being a member of Shore Crew involves everything from, if you start at the bottom, you all do the domestic duties, keep the boathouse clean and tidy, and then it moves on to looking after launching and recovering the boat when we get a call. Yes, I'm hoping very much to learn to drive the tractor so that I can do those launches and recoveries. It's down to the Shore Crew to make sure that the boat is refuelled, the tractor's refuelled, that it's all cleaned down, and get it turned around as quickly as possible.
The RNLI Littlestone podcast returns in July with more stories of the crew and the community we serve. Don't forget to keep in touch via our Facebook page. Just search for Littlestone Lifeboat Station and send a link of this podcast to your family and friends. We're counting on you. And the final word goes to a crew member who's soon to be fully qualified.
Do the rest of my training and come out as a qualified RNLI lifeboat.
Crew member.
The Littlestone Lifeboat Podcast.